You're listening to NewsRamp Technology. Today is Saturday morning, August 1st, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in. Larger bubbles could make water electrolysis more efficient. A recent study challenges the assumption that small bubbles are ideal for water electrolysis. Researchers found that larger bubbles, which merge and leave the electrode later, can improve the hydrogen evolution reaction efficiency by up to 30%. This discovery offers a new perspective on energy losses in hydrogen production, potentially revolutionizing the industry. For more information, visit the original source at https://www.sci.org/10.1016/j.esci.20125.172.
Netcom Learning announces the availability of an AWS Marketplace storefront. Netcom Learning has announced the availability of its AWS Marketplace storefront, offering organizations a streamlined way to discover, evaluate, and purchase AWS training solutions directly through AWS Marketplace. Customers can access a centralized catalog of AWS training offerings, including categories like AI, cloud architecture, DevOps, and more. The integrated buying experience simplifies procurement, accelerates workforce upskilling, and supports cloud transformation initiatives.
DH Unplugged bids farewell to John C. Dvorak with family tribute and Fort Lauderdale meetup. DH Unplugged bids farewell to John C. Dvorak in a touching tribute episode, remembering JCD. Host Andrew Horowitz and John's son, JC Dvorak, reminisce on their partnership and announce a public memorial meetup in Fort Lauderdale. The episode delves into financial market analysis, including NVIDIA's OpenAI backstop, SK Hynix earnings, and a discussion on AI financing. Listeners can expect a mix of remembrance and market insights in this special episode.
Search Atlas adds routines to automate recurring meta ad tasks. Search Atlas has introduced Meta Ad Studio, a new feature that automates recurring tasks for Facebook and Instagram campaigns. This AI-driven advertising suite is integrated into the core Search Atlas platform, streamlining campaign creation and optimization. With features like Discover for competitor ad insights and routines for scheduled automation, Meta Ad Studio aims to simplify the advertising workflow for marketers worldwide.
Search Atlas fixes coworker job controls alongside new Slack launch. Search Atlas has resolved the coworker scheduling bug and launched a Slack integration for SEO task management. The AI-powered platform now allows teams to delegate SEO tasks through Slack, streamlining workflow and improving communication. This new feature also supports automated recurring reports and provides full control over active processes. Search Atlas continues to innovate in the SEO and marketing automation space.
Amzo SRAM extends CEO Aldo Kemper's term through 2031. Amzo SRAM extends CEO Aldo Kemper's term through 2031 with the supervisory board approving a new contract. Kemper, CEO since April 2023, has strategically realigned the company, achieving key milestones. The board expresses full confidence in Kemper's leadership, citing successful programs and financial strengthening. Kemper, with a background in LED technology, looks forward to further developing AMSOSRM as a leading technology company.
NeuroOne releases CNS drug delivery white paper ahead of planned fiscal year-end availability of the StereoCD platform. NeuroOne Medical Technologies Corporation released a white paper on CNS drug delivery ahead of the planned availability of the StereoCD platform by fiscal year end. The paper focuses on how the platform addresses key barriers to commercial brain therapeutics delivery through a streamlined robotic-assisted workflow. This approach aims to reduce procedure time and enable reproducible, scalable therapeutic delivery for research and investigational clinical studies.
HeartBeam beat Advance's commercial launch, reports first quarter 2026 results. HeartBeam advances its commercial launch with the release of its first quarter 2026 results. The company reported progress in heart attack detection, ambulatory ECG patch initiatives, and a successful public offering that raised $11.50 million. With a net loss improvement to $4.70 million, HeartBeam continues its growth initiatives and commercialization of its FDA-cleared cardiac monitoring platform. Investor News Breaks Shure Nanoscience Limited was recently featured in a BioMedWire editorial for its innovative approach to GLP-1 therapeutics. The editorial focuses on Glucopharm Inc., a subsidiary of Shure Nano, and its development of GEP-44, a triple agonist peptide aimed at improving treatment for obesity, type 2 diabetes, and related metabolic conditions. A News Breaks, Blue Sky AI Inc. launches Regulation A Plus offering to support AI infrastructure expansion. Blue Sky AI Inc. launches a Regulation A Plus offering to support the expansion of its AI infrastructure network. Individual and accredited investors can participate with a minimum investment of $1,000. The funds will aid in developing modular AI factory footprint and expanding NeoCloud compute capacity in the U.S. South for large-scale AI workloads. Green Energy Breaks. American Fusion Inc. highlights strategic Washington engagements, provides corporate update. American Fusion Inc. shared updates on strategic engagements in Washington, discussing potential applications for its Texatron Fusion Engine platform. The company also highlighted progress on corporate objectives, including Form 10 effectiveness, Rule 15 C2-11, quotation application, OTC QB qualification pursuit, and development of its 5 MHz Texatron pre-production unit for commercialization and capital markets goals.
Tiny Gems Breaks, NextPlat Corp, NASDX, NXPL, NXPLW, reported improved first quarter 2026 results with stronger margins and reduced losses despite lower revenue. The company achieved a record gross margin of 35% and a 42% decrease in net loss. With $11 million in cash and no unsecured debt, management aims for positive operating income in the second half of 2026.
Tech Media Breaks, Spark AI Inc., Frankfurt 5OV0, featured an AINEW Wire editorial on autonomous warfare technologies. Tech Media Breaks reports that Spark AI Inc. has been featured in an AINEW Wire editorial on autonomous warfare technologies. The editorial showcases Spark AI's software-only platform for drones, offering GPS-denied navigation and precision targeting capabilities. This addresses the increasing demand for autonomous intelligence systems in contested electronic warfare environments. To learn more, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/spaif.
Network News Breaks, MindBio Therapeutics Corp., CSE, MBIO, Frankfurt WF6, OTCQB, MBQIF, featured in BioMedWire editorial on real-time intoxication detection technologies. MindBio Therapeutics Corp., CSE, MBIO, Frankfurt, WF6, OTCQB, MBQIF. MBQIF was featured in a BioMedWire editorial focusing on real-time intoxication detection technologies. The editorial highlights MindBio's AI-driven voice analysis platform designed to detect impairment from brief speech recordings across various substances. This addresses the increasing need for faster, non-invasive, and scalable intoxication detection solutions in healthcare, workplace safety, and public health applications.
Efforts to ease AI healthcare tool safeguards trigger mixed reactions. Efforts to ease AI healthcare tool safeguards have triggered mixed reactions as the Department of Health and Human Services plans to relax existing regulations. The debate on healthcare IT regulation is intensifying, with major tech companies like Alphabet Inc. likely to be impacted. Real-world testing before system rollout may be omitted if proposed changes are approved, sparking concerns among stakeholders. Microsoft considers abandoning its clean energy goals as AI power demand grows. Microsoft is reconsidering its clean energy goals as the demand for AI power grows. Bloomberg News reported on May 6 that the tech giant may delay or abandon its commitment to match every hour of power consumption with clean energy purchases by 2030. Companies like American Fusion Inc., developing additional energy options, could provide scalable solutions for tech hyperscalers like Microsoft.
BioMed News breaks: Shure Nanoscience Limited was recently featured in a BioMedWire editorial for its innovative work in the GLP-1 therapeutic market. The editorial showcased Glucopharm Inc., a subsidiary of Shure Nanoscience, and its development of GEP-44, a triple agonist peptide aimed at improving the treatment of obesity, type 2 diabetes, and metabolic conditions. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Blue Sky AI Inquiry, BSAI, outlines scalable SkyMod architecture as AI infrastructure demand accelerates. Blue Sky AI Inquiry outlines its scalable SkyMod architecture to meet the increasing demand for AI infrastructure. The company's strategy focuses on deploying SkyMod data centers quickly to provide high-performance computing solutions. As global demand for AI infrastructure grows, Blue Sky AI aims to offer flexible and efficient modular systems to address the need for compute power, energy, specialized chips, and data center infrastructure.
Tech Media Breaks: Tomix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. to present fibromyalgia real-world data at ISPOR 2026. Tomix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. will present real-world data on fibromyalgia at ISPOR 2026. The findings from a retrospective study on U.S. South claims data will offer insights into fibromyalgia treatment post-FDA approval of Tonic Myar in 2025. The company focuses on CNS and immunology treatments, with Tonic Myar AEM being the first fibromyalgia treatment in over 15 years. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
LadaMed AI to submit forward stock split request to FINRA as company advances operational expansion strategy. LadaMed AI Corp. plans to submit a request to FINRA for a 5-for-1 forward stock split to support operational expansion. The split, if approved, will apply to all issued common and preferred stock, including Series C voting preferred stock. This move aims to enhance long-term scalability, flexibility, and growth as the company advances telehealth infrastructure and healthcare analytics in Latin America and other emerging markets.
Created announces vocal equity realignment and updates annual shareholder meeting dates. Created Inc. announces a vocal equity realignment, boosting its ownership in vocal from 20% to 51%. The annual shareholder meeting record date has been rescheduled to May 26, 2026, with the virtual meeting set for June 25, 2026. Vocal 3.0 progresses as Created advances its SEC re-registration and planned uplisting strategy.
Investor news breaks: Heartbeam Inc. advances commercial launch, reports first quarter 2026 results. Heartbeam Inc. announced its first quarter 2026 results, highlighting progress in commercial partnerships, heart attack detection, and ECG patch initiatives. The company raised $11.50 million in a public offering and reported a net loss of $4.70 million, an improvement from the previous year. Research and development expenses decreased as Heartbeam continued advancing its FDA-cleared cardiac monitoring platform. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
First, Orion and Glia have launched an identity-first partnership to secure branded calls with call authentication and B, spoof protection. The integration combines First Orion's capabilities with Glia's banking AI platform to help financial institutions protect brand identity, reduce fraud, and improve customer engagement across voice and digital channels. Unlike standalone authentication tools, this integration embeds identity verification directly into live customer interactions, reducing friction and strengthening trust.
BranchOut Food shareholder update. Record production and major customer deliveries position. Company for record Q2. BranchOut Food Inc. expects record Q2 revenue after achieving record production levels in March and April, positioning the company for major customer deliveries. The company's largest order to date launched nationwide in over 600 locations at the nation's second largest warehouse club retailer, with early sales exceeding expectations. Additionally, a potential large-scale tolling partnership with a major household brand is nearing finalization, representing a significant revenue opportunity.
Sauce launches AI-powered cashback loyalty, driving up to 30% increase in reorders within weeks. The new offering combines automated loyalty and AI retention to help restaurants grow repeat revenue on autopilot. Customers earn cashback credit on every order, leading to a significant boost in repeat orders. Direct ordering through Sauce can help operators keep 20 to 30% more revenue per order compared to third-party platforms. 8P Plyce reports third quarter fiscal 2026 financial results. Year-to-date revenue reaches $2.10 million, driven by continued e-commerce platform expansion. 8P Plyce Digital Solutions, Inc. reports third quarter fiscal 2026 financial results. With year-to-date revenue reaching $2.10 million, the growth is attributed to ongoing e-commerce platform expansion, enhanced product inventory selection, and effective digital marketing initiatives. With a focus on scalability and efficiency, 8P Plyce remains committed to strategic growth and value creation for shareholders.
AmpliTech Group reports strong first quarter 2026 revenue growth and significant Q1 gross margin expansion YoY. AmpliTech Group reported a 48.6% year-over-year revenue growth in the first quarter of 2026, reaching $5.35 million. The company also saw a significant gross margin expansion to 48.0%. compared to 33.0% in prior year, with a net loss improvement of 17.3% and cash equivalents of $18.40 million, AmpliTech remains debt-free and focused on expanding its commercialization initiatives.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Valen Semiconductor Limited 1Q 26 revenue of $16,900,000, surpassing expectations. Despite a slower one-hour setup, management remains confident in meeting fiscal year 26 revenue guidance of $75 million, $77 million. Anticipated acceleration in 2Hour 26, driven by CIB growth, Pro AV momentum, and customer launches in 3Q 26 and 4Q 26. Automotive and VA 7000 markets offer long-term potential.
Atlas Clear Holdings, Inc. reports fiscal third quarter 2026 results. Atlas Clear Holdings, Inc. announced a 65% year-over-year increase in third quarter revenue to $4.20 million. With fiscal year-to-date revenue up 67% to $13.50 million. Legacy de-SPAC liabilities have been reduced by over 95%, and stockholders' equity improved to $22.30 million. Stock locate and securities lending revenue reached $3 million year-to-date, with five correspondent relationships signed. An earnings conference call is scheduled for Thursday, May 14, 2026. At 8:30 a.m. ET.
Investor News Breaks Wearable Devices Limited unveils Mudra Pro Neural Sensing Platform for AI and XR innovation. Wearable Devices unveiled Mudra Pro, a neural sensing platform for AI and XR innovation. The wrist-worn platform combines sensors and processing for state estimation, intent decoding, and behavioral analytics. Positioned as a key outcome of the AI6 Labs initiative, the platform is designed for developers, researchers, and enterprise teams. For more information, visit the company's website.
Biomed news breaks. Ontolec Therapeutics Inc. announces first patient dosed in Phase 1b trial of SAPU-003. In a significant development, Ontolec Therapeutics announced the dosing of the first patient in the Phase 1b clinical trial for SAPU-003, an IV disipraparticle TM formulation of everolimus. The trial aims to evaluate its safety, tolerability, and anti-tumor activity in patients with advanced mTOR-sensitive solid tumors, including HR-positive or HER2-negative breast cancer. This innovative weekly IV formulation seeks to overcome limitations of oral delivery. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Real-time intoxication detection platforms are targeting expanding multi-billion dollar healthcare opportunities. MindBio Therapeutics Corp. is utilizing artificial intelligence and voice analysis to predict impairment from brief speech recordings, aiming to revolutionize detection methods. This innovative approach reflects a broader trend towards AI-powered diagnostics. Other companies in this space include Spectral AI Inc., NanoX Imaging Limited, and NVIDIA Corporation.
Pentagon seeks to mitigate quantum computing risks to the F-35. The Pentagon is enhancing the F-35's encryption systems to guard against quantum computing threats. A recent contract notice from the F-35 Joint Program Office highlights the move towards quantum computing-proof encryption. This proactive step aims to secure the jet's core security systems before quantum computing advancements can compromise current encryption methods. As quantum computing becomes more accessible, sectors like D-Wave Quantum Inc. are prompting updates in cybersecurity to prevent potential breaches.
It's in the code, the future of autonomous warfare. Spark AI Inc. is at the forefront of creating a software-only platform to equip drones with GPS-denied navigation and precision targeting capability. As the future of autonomous warfare evolves, defense leaders are recognizing the importance of intelligent software to bridge the gap between drone capabilities and operational requirements. Spark AI, along with other companies in the drone and defense tech space, is driving innovation in this critical area.
Next-generation GLP-1 innovation could unlock massive metabolic healthcare market opportunities. Next-generation GLP-1 innovation could unlock massive metabolic healthcare market opportunities as Shure Nanoscience Limited develops a distinct next-generation GLP-1 platform with GEP-44, a novel triple agonist peptide. This innovation aims to improve efficacy, tolerability, and delivery flexibility in the dynamic pharmaceutical market. Shure Nano joins leaders like Merck & Co. Inc., AbbVie Inc., and Viking Therapeutics Inc. in reshaping how metabolic diseases are treated.
AI news breaks. Spark AI Inc., Frankfurt 5OV0. Featured in AINEW's Wire editorial on software-driven drone autonomy, Spark AI AI Inc. was featured in AINEW's Wire editorial coverage on software-driven drone autonomy. The article highlights Spark AI's Overwatch platform, addressing the need for GPS-denied navigation and precision targeting for low-cost drones in contested environments. The editorial emphasizes Spark AI's efforts to bridge the gap in software intelligence for autonomous drone operation under electronic warfare conditions, positioning the company alongside other defense and autonomous systems firms.
Investor Newsbreak's Shure Nanoscience Limited was featured in a BioMedWire editorial for its innovative GLP-1 development. The company's subsidiary Glucopharm Inc. is advancing GEP-44, a triple agonist peptide targeting GEP-1 and peptide YY receptors. Positioned in the growing metabolic disease market, Shure Nano aims to improve efficacy and delivery flexibility. The editorial highlights Shure Nano among other key players like Merck & Co., AbbVie, Viking Therapeutics, and Altimmune.
Full funnel approach lifts lead to conversion rates. 30 to 40% full funnel real estate marketing services by Dipity achieve 30 to 40% higher conversion rates. The program integrates paid advertising, retargeting, AI sales agents, and CRM automation for agents and brokerages. This structured approach ensures no lead is lost between initial click and live conversation, resulting in improved lead to conversation rates. Investor News Breaks. Oncotelic Therapeutics, Inc., featured in BioMedWire editorial on next-generation CNS drug delivery. Oncotelic Therapeutics was featured in a BioMedWire editorial on next-generation CNS drug delivery, highlighting its intranasal nose-to-brain platform. The editorial underscores the demand for innovative CNS delivery technologies, citing rising Alzheimer's cases and biodefense focus. Ontelic's approach aligns with industry leaders like Amgen, Johnson & Johnson, AbbVie, and Lunai Bioworks. The company's strategy includes platform scalability and monetization opportunities, positioning it for success in commercial and biodefense applications.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Surf Air Mobility, Inc., 1Q26. The results show continued execution under the transformation plan, with revenue hitting $25,600,000 at the high end of guidance, up 9% YOY. Adjusted EBI TDA loss of $12,300,000 outperformed expectations. Improved on-demand private charter margins, cost controls, and efficient servos development contributed to the positive results.
Tech Media Breaks. Mind Biotherapeutics Corp., CSE, MBIO, Frankfurt, WF6, OTC, QB, MBQIF, spotlighted in BioMedWire editorial on AI-driven impairment detection. Tech Media Breaks reports that Mind Biotherapeutics Corp. was featured in a BioMedWire editorial for its AI-driven impairment detection technology. The editorial highlights the company's use of artificial intelligence and voice analysis to identify intoxication from speech recordings, offering a real-time, non-invasive solution. MindBio's platform aims to revolutionize impairment detection across various industries, including workplace safety, law enforcement, healthcare, and public health.
Critical Infrastructure Technologies update to acquire Western Australian engineering business, Critical Infrastructure Technologies Limited, announces the acquisition of a Western Australian precision engineering and manufacturing company, strengthening their manufacturing capability and providing immediate revenue and EBITDA contribution. The acquisition, valued at $5,775,000, is part of CTEC's strategy to establish sovereign manufacturing capability in Australia and vertically integrate production of their Nexus platform and future defense technologies. The transaction is expected to double revenue and EBITDA within the next 2 to 3 years. ICON Labs emerges from stealth to solve the infrastructure crisis holding back autonomous vehicles. ICON Labs emerges from stealth to tackle the infrastructure crisis hindering autonomous vehicles. Introducing reset pods that enable continuous fleet operation within cities, the company aims to reduce downtime and operational costs. These modular units handle core fleet functions like charging and cleaning, eliminating the need for trips to centralized depots. ICON's innovative approach promises to reshape the economics of autonomous vehicle operations.
XMax's AI transformation is heating up, with $4.80 million in contracted revenue and a target of over $30 million in the next 6 to 12 months. The company's $5.60 million investment in SpaceX shares ahead of its blockbuster IPO is drawing attention. Net sales in 2025 surged 73% to $16.70 million, showing XMax's rapid evolution from furniture to AI. See this Innovations reports first quarter 2026 financial results. SS Innovations International Inc. recorded a record Q1 2026 revenue growth of 117%, fueled by robust SSI Mantra installations and global expansion efforts. The company's unaudited financial results for the quarter ended March 31, 2026, showcased a significant increase in revenue, gross margin expansion, and a rise in gross profit. CEO Dr. Sudhir Srivastava expressed optimism about future growth initiatives and the democratization of advanced surgical robotic care.
Chiari.ai launches personalized remote quantum energy sessions for mobile and desktop. Chiari.ai has launched personalized remote quantum energy sessions for mobile and desktop users. The platform offers customized frequency sessions without the need for specialized equipment or in-person appointments. Users can access tailored sessions from anywhere, making quantum energy experiences part of their daily routine. Founder David Wong emphasizes the importance of wellness experiences fitting into modern life, reflecting Chiari.ai's commitment to expanding access to innovative technologies.
Intershop simplifies AI adoption in B2B commerce with Spring 2026 release. Intershop Communications AG announces the Spring 2026 release of the Intershop Commerce Platform, simplifying AI adoption in B2B commerce. The release includes Copilot for buyers, offering made for B2B workflows and a visual product finder, and Copilot for merchants with an expanded set of AI agents. A unified pricing package for all AI features provides flexibility and cost control for customers.
Innovatech Inc. reports Q1 2026 financial results and operational update. Innovatech Inc. reported a 44% decrease in revenue for Q1 2026, totaling $648,140. The drop was primarily due to changes in a major customer project. Despite a gross profit of $202,231, with a margin of 31.2%, down from 53.6% in the prior year, the company recorded a net loss of $401,295. Management is focused on diversifying and strengthening the company's platform to reduce revenue concentration risk.
Investor news breaks. Titan Partners Group LLC expands equity research division with 3 senior analyst appointments. Titan Partners, a division of American Capital Partners, has appointed 3 senior analysts to expand its equity research platform. Scott Buck, Kyle Bowser, FHD, and Adam Kelsey, CFA, bring over 40 years of combined experience in middle market equity research, enhancing Titan's sector-focused capabilities. The firm aims to strengthen its investment banking platform for small and mid-cap public companies.
LiveOps certifies agents per client before first live contact. LiveOps has implemented client-specific agent certification processes, ensuring agents are certified before their first live contact. This approach sets LiveOps apart in the outsourced call center industry, providing businesses with experienced agents who deliver consistent support across various channels and time zones. By offering flexibility and scalability, LiveOps helps companies improve customer experience outcomes without the fixed costs of traditional in-house contact centers.
Qvol Infrastructure Capital partners with NASDAQ to offer its first NASDAQ ETF. Infrastructure Capital has partnered with NASDAQ to launch its first NASDAQ ETF, the Infrastructure Capital NASDAQ Option Income ETF. Qvol This ETF aims to provide high monthly income and capital appreciation by investing in companies from the NASDAQ Composite Index. Unlike competitors, QVOL will actively manage its equity portfolio and option activity to generate income and capture market upside.
CMX, Gold and Silver Corporation, announces exercised warrants and debentures. Positioned to capitalize on the current precious metals market, CMX Gold and Silver Corporation announced the exercise of 3,320,000 warrants for the purchase of common shares at $0.10 each, along with the conversion of $190,000 in debentures into shares. This move, totaling 1,520,000 shares, signifies confidence in the company's management and future plans. President and CEO Jan Alston highlighted the support from directors and shareholders, emphasizing the advancement of the Clayton Silver Mine project.
Sequent, selected by 15 Canadian municipalities to deliver verifiable, trust-based digital voting for October 2026 elections. Sequent has been selected by 15 Canadian municipalities to deliver secure online voting for over 208,000 registered voters in the October 2026 elections. The platform's end-to-end cryptographic verifiability allows voters, auditors, and third parties to independently confirm results without compromising ballot secrecy. This marks Sequent's entry into Canadian public elections, following a successful track record of over 300 elections and 4.5 million voters globally.
German automaker Porsche to lay off 500 workers. German automaker Porsche has announced plans to cut more than 500 jobs as the company faces financial pressure and slowing demand for electric vehicles. This move is part of a wider restructuring effort to focus on core business operations during a challenging period for the global auto industry. It remains to be seen how EV companies are navigating the tough market conditions.
AI boom triggers rally in cloud, chip, and cable stocks. The AI boom led to a rally in cloud, chip, and cable stocks on Thursday, May 8th. Global Tech Corporation is among the companies benefiting from the growing demand for artificial intelligence solutions, expanding the investment landscape beyond graphics processors. As AI continues to drive innovation, these sectors are seeing increased interest and gains. Investor News Breaks Mind Biotherapeutics Corp. CSE, MBIO, Frankfurt WF6, OTCQB, MIMBY QIF CEO, featured on Tech Media Wire podcast discussing AI voice detection platform. Mind Biotherapeutics Corp. CSEO Justin Hanka recently appeared on the Tech Media Wire podcast to discuss the company's AI voice detection platform for detecting drug and alcohol intoxication through speech analysis. Hanka highlighted the platform's potential to enhance safety in regulated workplace environments like mining by providing real-time intoxication screening. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
How legacy car firms are slowing the EV transition. A new survey reveals that German car industry managers are more advanced in the electric vehicle transition than commonly believed. Some slower-moving legacy firms are distorting the overall progress. Research from the University of Sussex and the Fraunhofer Institute shows that firms like Ferrari NV with ambitious EV plans are crucial for the shift.
Stock performance shows investors are flocking to AI. Bottlenecks indicates a shift in investor interest towards companies supplying AI bottleneck products. Analysts are eyeing hyperscalers like Amazon.com Inc. to gauge AI vertical trends. Trillion Dollar Club, a communications platform, specializes in covering major companies like these, offering wide-reaching solutions for corporate communications. For more information, visit trilliondollarclub.net.
AI boom triggers rally in cloud chip and cable stocks. The AI boom has triggered a rally in cloud chip and cable stocks, showcasing the expanding investment tied to artificial intelligence. Global Tech Corporation is among the companies quietly carving out a niche in this growing sector, alongside the firms dominating global headlines on AI advancements.
Investor news breaks: Lunai Bioworks Inc. targets alleged naked short sellers and securities fraud lawsuit. Lunai Bioworks Inc. has filed a federal securities fraud lawsuit in Delaware, alleging naked short sellers manipulated trading in its common stock. The complaint cites SEC Regulation SO violations, with failures to deliver shares exceeding baseline rates. The lawsuit seeks damages, injunctive relief, and legal cost recovery, with expedited discovery to identify defendants and halt manipulative trading.
Biomed news breaks: Shure Nanoscience Limited, featured in Biomed Wire editorial on next generation GLP-1 innovation. Shure Nanoscience Limited, featured in a Biomed Wire editorial on next generation GLP-1 innovation, highlighting its subsidiary Glucopharm Inc. and the GEP-4 program. The novel triple agonist peptide aims to enhance efficacy, tolerability, and delivery flexibility in the expanding GLP-1 market. As demand grows for advanced therapies targeting obesity and metabolic diseases, Shure Nanoscience is at the forefront of innovative solutions.
Mission IR news breaks: Lantern Pharma to report first quarter 2026 financial results May 15th. Lantern Pharma will release its first quarter 2026 financial results on May 15th. The report will cover operational updates on clinical trials and advancements in its AI and machine learning platforms. Lantern Pharma is a clinical stage precision oncology company utilizing innovative technologies to develop cancer therapies.
A news breaks: Spark AI Inc., Frankfurt 5OV0. Featured in AINEWSWIERE editorial on autonomous drone warfare software. SPARC AI Inc., Frankfurt 5OV0, has been featured in an AINEWSWIERE editorial on autonomous drone warfare software. The editorial discusses the role of software-driven autonomy in modern drone warfare, emphasizing the importance of software enabling autonomous navigation and precision targeting in challenging environments. Spark AI's software-only platform is highlighted as a potential solution for next-generation drone operations.
AI news breaks: Spark AI Inc., Frankfurt 5OV0, featured in AINEWS.UIERE. Editorial on autonomous drone warfare software. SPARC AI Inc., Frankfurt, Spark AI Inc., Frankfurt, has been featured in an AINEWS.UIERE editorial focusing on The editorial highlights the importance of software-driven autonomy in modern drone operations, emphasizing Spark AI's software-only platform as a potential solution for next-generation drone operations. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Premier Graphene successfully completes initial military order. Premier Graphene has successfully completed its initial military order, positioning the company for expanded defense supply opportunities across Latin America. The order, issued by Mexico's Secretaría de la Defensa Nacional, marks a significant operational milestone for Premier Graphene, with potential follow-on supply discussions for military-grade protective plates, graphene-enhanced tactical equipment, and advanced materials for personnel and vehicle protection systems.
Duloc Pharmaceutici plans broader U.S. expansion following Amazon growth. Duloc Pharmaceutici, the Italian wellness company known for its pharmaceutical heritage and recovery-focused dermocosmetic products, is planning a broader U.S. South expansion following significant growth on Amazon. With over 30 years of pharmaceutical expertise, Duloc combines traditional botanical ingredients with advanced manufacturing technologies. The company's presence in the U.S. South reflects the increasing demand for wellness products developed with pharmaceutical precision and clean label formulations.
Amedis reports first quarter 2026 financial results. Amedis reported a 27% revenue growth in the first quarter of 2026, reaching $54.60 million, with positive gross profit and increased dairy NRG production. The company's operating loss improved by approximately 60% to $6.30 million compared to the same period in 2025. Amedis also saw significant growth in its India biodiesel segment, rebounding to $10.50 million in revenue with the resumption of OMC tender shipments under new contracts.
Aclarion announces addition of first private practice site in Los Angeles into Clarity trial to further accelerate enrollment. Aclarion Inc. announces the addition of Landman Spinal Neurosurgery as a clinical site in its Clarity trial. Known for expertise in complex spinal procedures, the private practice aims to enhance patient outcomes with innovative technologies. The trial evaluates Nociskin's ability to improve surgical outcomes for chronic low back pain, reflecting a shift towards real-world clinical integration beyond academic centers. SS Innovations demonstrates long-distance telesurgery capabilities at Royal Australian College of Surgeons Annual Scientific Congress. SS Innovations International, Inc. showcases long-distance telesurgery at Royal Australian College of Surgeons Annual Scientific Congress. A groundbreaking procedure was performed over 4,500 miles away in Perth, Australia, using the SSI Mantra Surgical Robotic System and SSI Mantrasana Telesurgeon Console. Dr. Mohit Bhandari successfully conducted a live robotic gastrojejunostomy from Australia to India, highlighting the potential of telesurgery to revolutionize global healthcare delivery.
SKYCX Platforms Corp. reported 9 consecutive quarters of growth, and we know that 10% cost to, as the corporation continues, we know that cross contrast is the consequence of a market pricer, and we know that it's completely disclosed cross country faster by SKYC Platforms Corp. reported 9 consecutive quarters of growth, quarters of year over year growth, with a 10% increase in record revenues of $22 million in Q1 2026 compared to $20 million in Q1 2025. The company also announced over $32 million in cash and cash equivalents as of March 31st, 2026. SKYX continues to improve gross profit and margin, entering strategic partnerships to deploy its advanced technologies in hotels and buildings across Europe.
Tech Media Breaks. Delta Gold Technologies PLC Aquis, AGQ.OTC. DGQTF, featured in debut episode of the Innovation Report series on quantum technologies. Tech Media Breaks reports that Delta Gold Technologies is featured in the debut episode of the Innovation Report series, highlighting the commercial potential of quantum technologies. The series explores the intersection of innovation, capital markets, and industrial transformation. The upcoming episode will feature Guardian Metal Resources. For more information, visit the website. Delta Gold Technologies is developing intellectual property for the quantum computing space using nanoscale gold and other materials. Tech Media Wire is a communications platform focusing on technology companies driving the future. Investor news breaks: Aregion Energy Corp. appoints former Impact Oil and Gas executive Philip Birch as strategic advisor. Aregion Energy Corp. appoints former Impact Oil and Gas executive Philip Birch as strategic advisor. Birch's expertise will support exploration strategy, subsurface evaluation, and technical positioning for potential investment in Namibia's offshore Block 2812AB in the Orange Basin. This move comes as Origin evaluates opportunities in the region following recent discoveries by major operators. For more information, visit the Origin Energy Corp website. Network news breaks. TwinBee PowerCats Co. reports revenue growth in first quarter 2026 advances Bahama brand expansion. TwinBee PowerCats announced a 10% year-over-year revenue growth in the first quarter of 2026, with a sequential increase of 31%. The company reported a net loss of $2.09 million, compared to $1.60 million in the prior year quarter, while adjusted EBITDA loss improved by 11% to $776,000. TwinBee attributed results to non-cash and one-time items, with cash and equivalent rising by over $4 million from the previous quarter.
Tech Media Breaks, DataVault AI Inc. highlighted its distributed edge computing network strategy ahead of the U.S. Senate Banking Committee's Digital Asset Market Clarity Act vote. The company anticipates regulatory clarity to boost demand for secure data processing and AI infrastructure. DataVault AI plans to deploy a mini data center network in over 100 U.S. South markets with a 48,000 GPU fleet available by Q3 2026.
Network news breaks. Mind Biotherapeutics Corp., CSE, MBIO, Frankfurt, WF6, OTCQB, MBQIF, expands AI voice diagnostics platform with fatigue detection technology. Mind Biotherapeutics Corp., CSE, MBIO, Frankfurt, WF6, MBQIF has expanded its AI voice diagnostics platform with fatigue detection technology. The new AI-powered fatigue recognition technology analyzes voice patterns and will be integrated into the company's Edge AI intoxication detection kiosks. And at high-risk industries like aviation and mining, this module complements MindBio's existing voice-based diagnostics platform. Commercial testing of the kiosk platform is expected in late second quarter 2026.
Biomed news breaks. Heartbeam Inc. launches pilot study for on-demand 12-lead ECG patch in coronary artery disease patients. Heartbeam Inc. launches a pilot study for its on-demand 12-lead ECG patch in coronary artery disease patients. The study will evaluate synthesized ECG readings immediately following exercise stress testing, comparing them to standard 12-lead ECGs. This move supports Heartbeam's regulatory strategy to expand ambulatory cardiac monitoring into ischemia detection within the patch-based monitoring market. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
The Partnership Playbook. Ontelec Therapeutics, Inc. is advancing its pipeline without dilution, thanks to a $249 million increase from the GMP Bio joint venture, leveraging a robust intellectual property portfolio, including over 500 patent applications. The company's PDAO AI platform is integrating millions of scientific abstracts. With biotech capital markets challenging, Ontelec's partnership-driven strategy aims to preserve shareholder value while advancing pipelines.
A news breaks. Spark AI Inc., Frankfurt, 5OV0, targets defense autonomy software opportunity as AI-driven drone warfare accelerates. Spark AI Inc. is targeting the defense autonomy software opportunity as AI-driven drone warfare accelerates. The company's Overwatch platform aims to provide GPS-denied navigation and precision targeting for existing drone fleets in contested environments. With a focus on software-defined autonomy, Spark AI is part of a growing defense tech landscape as global defense programs invest in scalable autonomous systems.
The next generation of the GLP-1 revolution is already underway. The next generation of the GLP-1 revolution is already underway. As Shure NanoScience Limited advances a differentiated next-generation GLP-1 platform with GEP-44, a novel triple agonist peptide. This innovative approach aims to improve efficacy, tolerability, and delivery flexibility in the rapidly growing pharmaceutical market. Shure Nano joins other industry leaders like Eli Lilly and Company, Novo Nordisk AS, and Amgen Inc. in reshaping obesity treatment and metabolic care.
Apple agrees to pay $250 million settlement in iPhone AI lawsuit. Apple has agreed to pay a $250 million settlement in the United States to resolve a lawsuit over its artificial intelligence marketing for recent iPhones. The case focused on claims that the company misled customers about the capabilities and availability of new AI features promoted under the name Apple Intelligence. Companies like Core AI Holdings, Inc. will look at this case as a significant development in the tech industry.
Tech Media Breaks. Mind Biotherapeutics Corp. CSE. MBIO. Frankfurt WF6. OTCQB. MBQIF. Advances AI, voice-based intoxication detection as the real-time diagnostics market expands. The company is developing a platform to detect drug and alcohol intoxication in real time, meeting the demand for faster, scalable, and non-invasive impairment detection across various markets. This innovative approach is part of the evolving AI healthcare landscape, aiming to provide real-time decision-making and risk management solutions.
The future of intoxication detection may be in your voice. The future of intoxication detection may be in your voice. Mind Biotherapeutics Corp. is leveraging AI and voice analysis to predict intoxication from short speech samples, addressing a critical gap in existing methods. This innovative approach reflects a broader shift toward AI-driven, non-invasive diagnostics with the potential to transform regulatory enforcement, workplace safety, and public health outcomes. The real drone revolution is happening inside the code. The real drone revolution is happening inside the code. Spark AI Inc. is at the forefront of developing a software-only platform that enables drones to operate with GPS-denied navigation and precision targeting. As the nature of modern warfare evolves, the focus is shifting towards better software rather than hardware, highlighting the importance of intelligence in autonomous drone operations.
Investor news breaks: Oncotelic Therapeutics Inc. targets CNS drug delivery opportunity as brain therapeutics innovation accelerates. Oncotelic Therapeutics is at the forefront of CNS drug delivery innovation, targeting the blood-brain barrier challenge. With a focus on intranasal nose-to-brain delivery, the company aims to address Alzheimer's disease and biodefense. As the industry recognizes the importance of delivery technology, Oncotelic joins Biogen Inc., Moderna Inc., Cytodyne Inc., and Northwest Biotherapeutics Inc. in advancing CNS therapeutics. Learn more at the company's newsroom.
Planet Ventures Inc. enters orbital power race as space economy faces energy bottleneck. Planet Ventures Inc. is diving into the orbital power race to address the energy bottleneck in the space economy. With rising power demands from satellites and space infrastructure, the company's recent investment in Mantis Space reflects its focus on foundational technologies. Dr. Bohr's appointment brings valuable expertise to Planet Ventures as it positions itself at the forefront of the evolving space industry. Network news breaks: Knight Food Holdings Inc. launches strategic robotics partnership initiative with Todoh Robotics. Knight Food Holdings Inc. has launched a strategic robotics partnership initiative with Todoh Robotics to expand its AI-powered automation and robotics as a service platform across U.S. South commercial markets. The collaboration aims to accelerate TechForce Robotics' reach into various sectors, including hospitality, logistics, healthcare, and food service. The companies anticipate revenue-sharing opportunities tied to deployments and recurring service relationships, with a definitive agreement expected in the coming weeks.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast.
As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.